Inner life. Second teaching. To be able to actualize our condition as spiritual beings, it is crucial for us to know ourselves deeply and intimately. We carry the seeds of eternity within us. The less unrest, uncertainty, and disorder there is in our environment, the better we will be able to harbor clearer thoughts and feelings and understand the immensity of our destiny. If our objective is to have a great deal more than we have now, how much happiness do we think we will find when we have everything and can't take in any more? Will the road to materialism really give us the freedom we yearn for? Human beings nowadays have a low level of inner freedom. We are wrapped up in objectives which are not always supportive of our yearning for liberation, and objectives which are governed by mental structures that alienate us from our sense of being. We are not yet ready to choose our destiny freely and responsibly. It is essential for us to gain some distance from the whirlwind of materialism and to learn how to harmonize our exterior activity with the inner recollection needed to cultivate our spiritual life. We need to begin the good road of spiritual unfolding. Although we all have spiritual yearnings, it isn't easy to be faithful to our aspirations and behave in accordance with it. Speeches, practices, and books become useless and tiresome unless we ourselves really live spiritual life, reflecting upon our lives and trying to live the teaching we receive. We encounter ourselves in inner reflection. We come to think, to know by intuition, to love and seek God. Moreover, we discover that this God, so greatly sought after and so little known, so very alive and yet so abstract, is within our own soul. There, we find the link that connects us with the divine. These concepts, though very simple, are not always easy to understand. This is because we are educated for continuous exterior action and are taught to achieve practical and immediate results. But some of us are able to depart from that way of thinking and discover value in pausing to observe ourselves inwardly and seeking God there. To discover the need to know ourselves is to have found the good road of spiritual life. It is to have discovered the secret of peace and happiness.